Our reading this morning will be from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. And my Bible has a subtitle of The Fellowship of Believers. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were being done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
Good morning. No, I am not Darren, nor do I look anything like him. Eric and him have at least one thing in common, that they're taller, but I was left out short in that department. But we're glad you're here. If you're visiting with us, thank you for being with us, and we hope that our worship today will be most praiseworthy to God and beneficial to us and to uplifting to us. As many of you know, Darren has been doing a series of lessons on the disciplines of Christian faith. And he said, well, I've got one that I left out, and so if you're willing to take it on, here it is. So we're going to do our best to share with that this morning. And that is the discipline of fellowship. And so I want to look at it in a couple of different ways. And what does it mean to us to have fellowship? What does it require of us to be in fellowship with each other? And as the first century church, they were together daily. You know, sometimes we find it difficult to be together weekly. You know, hopefully at the end of the lesson this morning, you will realize that being together with the family of God is the greatest thing that you and I can ever enjoy. You know, I was hoping that Bill Mills was going to be here this morning. You know, Bill is my twin brother. For those of you that don't know who Bill is, he stands about there and is bald-headed, and, you know, we have nothing in common other than the fact we love the Lord. But he has this whole string of stories, you know, about how we are twin brothers and we have the same but different parents and all those. I mean, he just goes through a whole list of things. But, you know, if you go up and you ask Bill, what is your favorite song? How many of you know what his favorite song is? Yeah. If he ever leads singing, you know what he's going to lead. You just might as well open your Bible, your book to it. Because he talks about the family of God. And I'm not going to lead it this morning. You can go over that. But what does it mean to be a member of the family of God? You know, does it matter on a Sunday morning if whoever stands up here looks out in the audience and sees empty chairs? Do you know who's missing from that chair? Now, I know when I was a kid growing up, we had pews, and unpadded ones at that. Now we have nice padded chairs, and, you know, they're a little more comfortable. It's not quite so bad to have to sit there and listen to the preacher preach, and hopefully he's going to get done soon. But, you know, if you're not here, it matters. And we talk about sometimes singing to each other. But when we sing, how do we sing? Well, if you're sitting on the front row, you're singing to the song leader. If you're sitting in any row other than the front row, you're singing to somebody's back of their head. And so as we look at fellowship with each other, We need to be engaging with each other as we sing, as we pray, as we share God's message with each other. Have you ever wondered what it might be like if you participated in some kind of a sporting event and no one came to cheer you on? How excited would you be about competing? Mary Lou, how about if you put a band concert together and there was nobody in the audience? How excited would your kids be to put everything they've got into practicing and rehearsing and being the best that they could be, and all of the chairs were empty? How would it be if your mom and your dad never encouraged you or praised you to be the very best that you can be? You see, those are all things that we as a family, a church family, the family of God, need to do for each other. And part of that is being together and being in each other's lives. If you have your Bibles, open to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, we're going to start with verse 23. The Bible says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as we see the day approaching." Now, I don't know when that day is going to come, but it's coming. As we just sang, troublesome times are here. What is it going to take to encourage you and I to be the kind of people that God wants us to be? Meeting together or fellowship, what does that mean? Well, I have one or two books left in my library. Now, you can find anything you want on a computer nowadays, if you know how to look. But I went to my Vine's Expository Dictionary on Greek words. Not that I'm a Greek theologian or anything like that. But it defined the word fellowship as this: a contribution, a partnership, a partaker, sharing things in common, communion. And not just the communion that we just shared with a moment ago. A close, interpersonal relationship. When we come together on a Sunday morning and we partake of the bread and the fruit of the vine, when are we closest to Jesus Christ? At that moment, right? Maybe it shouldn't ought to be, but a lot of times that's the truth. That's when we really are solely focusing on what Jesus did for us. And we are in fellowship. We are communing with our Savior. But if we're going to have fellowship with God's family, we need to be involved in each other's lives. The story is told of a fellowship being defined as this: two men in a boat out in the middle of the sea. Close proximity. And they could have each had their own idea, and they could have rowed one on one side and one on the other side and just sat there and gone around in circles all day long. But if they got together and said, "If we work together, this is what will happen." But I think fellowship is more than that. I think fellowship is really, truly caring and and sharing in each other's lives. Who are your best five friends? I had heard someone say not too long ago, who are the six people that you want to carry your casket? Now the question is, are they drawing you to or away from God? You see, you have that partnership, that friendship, that fellowship with those people. But if they're not the kind of people that are going to draw you towards God, I think we ought to consider how much time we spend with them. If our family, our church family, is wanting to build us up and help us to become closer to God, would it not stand to reason that that would be the people that we would want to spend time with and share with and love with and cry with and hurt with and all those things that families do? Then I think we understand a little bit about fellowship. So as the text said, how do we spur one another on to good deeds and not give up meeting together? Now we can come up with all kinds of programs. We can come up with belonging groups. You know, we've spent some time thinking about that. You know, we can play softball together. We can play basketball on Sunday afternoons. We can do life groups. And a whole bunch of other things that we can do to become intimate and caring for each other. But just as you're sitting there and I'm standing here, we all know that there are some that choose not to be a part of that. And my encouragement to you would be, take a look at it again. Be in fellowship with God's family. Because fellowship is connecting with God's family. You know, as we get done here in a few minutes, you're going to walk out those doors. And if you ever just kind of stand around and watch, there's a group of ladies, and I think you're all sitting right about there. They're going to go out to lunch together, and they're going to have a good time together. And they're going to enjoy each other. And there's family groups that will go out to lunch together and enjoy each other. And then there's just some that get together and just go out to lunch to spend time together. When was the last time you on purpose chose to go to lunch with a brother and sister in Christ? Last Sunday was great, was it not? Great time. Great time of fellowship. The weather was not as spectacular as today, but it was okay. It was typical of Oregon weather. I don't know of anybody that got real wet. The food was great. The fellowship was great. But you know, it took a lot of work to put that on. It took a lot of effort to make that happen. And some of us just kind of sat back and enjoyed other people's efforts. Why aren't some of the rest of us willing to make that effort happen on a more regular basis? And why does this happen? Going back to the verses that Mike read just a few minutes ago, the first century church, what were they doing? Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to everyone or anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes. They ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. That's what church family is about. Being together, caring for each other, fellowshipping with each other. And it is the desire of the eldership of this church that if you're not here, we're going to notice. And we're going to be concerned, especially if you miss 2 or 3 weeks and we don't know why you're gone. Because you're important to us. But more importantly, you're important to God. And God wants you to be with His people. God wants you to fellowship and share with His people. You see, God made you special. And He made me special. And because of that, His church is special. You know, it's so special that Jesus gave His life for it. And if we're not willing to give of ourselves and our time, and as Dan talked a minute ago about the jingle that goes into the collection plate, it's giving for the kids and sacrifice for the rest of us. But what kind of a sacrifice did Jesus make for each and every one of us? Are you excited to be a part of the family of God? Are you excited about being together with the family of God? Paul, as he wrote to the church in Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 3, wrote these words: "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom His whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of His glorious riches He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have the power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ." When we have fellowship with each other, we are going to know and we're going to feel that love that Jesus has for us through each other and in each other. And so this morning, our encouragement is to be in each other's lives, to share with each other. Is there in this group of people 5 or 6 people that you can sit down with and you can pray and you can share your innermost thoughts and they will encourage you? If not, I would encourage you to find some people, to be that person for somebody else. And I know that God will bless not only you, that He'll bless this church as we grow in the discipline of fellowship together. Will you pray with me? Father, thank You for blessing us with the church. And thank You for blessing us with each other and the way that we can interact with each other and enjoy each other as we serve You in this place. Father, this morning we ask that Your love and Your mercy continue to bless us, to watch over us, and help us to grow in the discipline of fellowship, to enjoy being with each other, to enjoy sharing with each other, and most of all, sharing the love of Jesus Christ. And Father, we ask that we would be for each other, be there when we're happy, and be there when we're sad to lift each other up. In Jesus' name, amen.